Welcome to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano, bringing you interviews with health and wellness experts from around the globe, educating, entertaining, and inspiring. Empowered Through Health starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to our podcast, Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano. So passionate about health and wellness. This is all about helping you become the best version of yourself. Our podcast is all around featuring and highlighting experts around the world that are having wonderful results and transforming lives using natural strategies. And that's what this conversation is going to be about today and every other podcast, because it's really about you being your best own health advocate. No one else is going to do it for you. So our show is intended to give you ideas, to give you tools, to give you access to things maybe your regular doctor would have never told you about before. And just so you know, disclaimer here, this podcast is not designed to, you know, diagnose or treat. It's not supposed to give you medical advice. It's just an additional tool to enlighten you and to expand you on the true knowing of nature's intelligence. You're made of 100 trillion cells, and those cells have an intelligence you would never dream of before. So I'm your podcast host, Diane Solano. You can find me at dianesolano.com. Got my own website now. We've got free tools going on there. You're going to hear about that later on in the show. But with no further ado, I'm going to introduce our wonderful guest tonight, wonderful coworker of mine. I actually follow him and take notes from him, Mr. Brendan Coates. I'll give you a little bit about his background. He is a fitness expert, knows all about the body. You should follow him on Instagram because, man, those the information and the pictures alone on how he practices what he preaches is key. He's an author of his book, 30 Day Challenge, A Happy, Healthier You, which is a wonderful read and really gets to the point of how to really start taking those initial steps to get healthier. And he's known as the gut whisperer, anything to do with the gut, because you'll learn today how that particular system is so critical to your health. And it all starts with your mouth. And that's the topic today, is we're going to talk about tongue scraping and oral hygiene and all the connections on what it does to your health. So with no further ado, I'm going to welcome Brendan Coates to this podcast, to this conversation. I'm excited about this topic. I was doing research the other day. I was doing a talk on gut health, and I always like to update my information. New things are coming out all the time. We're always learning and we're always evolving. And I don't take that for granted. So I remember going through all your YouTube channels and your podcasts and your Instagram, because you do so much sharing out there. And I remember coming across the tongue scraping and I'm like, oh my gosh, what a great topic to talk about. We all have a tongue and we all eat. And this is one of the probably the easiest, quickest health strategies people can do that can really make a difference. So share a little bit about what is tongue scraping. What do you do? Where do you start? Where does it go? How does it affect? Let's do this.
Thanks so much for the great introduction. Really, really humbling. Always a pleasure to be with you and be a guest of yours and just share your space. So thanks so much. And your audience as well. So where does health start? I actually saw a really cool picture today. I don't know what influencer, which famous functional medicine doctor it was on Instagram, but it was a picture of your teeth. And it just said, the teeth are the gatekeeper for your health. And it's so, so true. Really, our mouth is the gatekeeper for our health. It all starts in the mouth. And so many people really neglect that. You know, we think we've got to brush our teeth, floss occasionally. And I say that very loosely because people don't floss nearly as much as they should.
Right.
And they just don't really even scrape their tongue. If that's what today's conversation topic is about, tongue scraping. I've been scraping my tongue for well over 10 years. I'll maybe give you a little bit of a backstory where my oral practice and hygiene really, really began. I used to live in the Caribbean, Jamaica and Cayman Islands. And when I returned, I was hit by just a ton of bricks with allergies. It was horrible. I was literally going through a box of Reactin every week. Just My whole face was like a faucet, just leaking fluids everywhere, every day. It was horrible. And, I went to see a friend of mine, a very mutual friend of ours, Dr. Nandor Bajuz. And this is when we really did a whole gut reset, but it started with my mouth. And he said, Brendan, we got to get you on oil pulling. And I was like, oil pulling? What's oil pulling? oil pulling? It sounds so weird. He said, well, and he always calls me Coatsers. Coatsers. This is what oil pulling is. Basically, and this is gonna be great for your audience too. Oil pulling is putting in a tablespoon or a teaspoon of coconut oil in your mouth and swirling it around for up to 20 minutes. So Diane, let me ask you first, what happens if, you know, you're in a parking lot and there's an oil spill from a car that's leaking oil and it rains? Does that oil and the water combine together or is it always separate?
No, it's separate.
Right. Okay. So what happens if you were to maybe spill some vinegar or some other type of fluid in that puddle of rainwater in the oil? Does it mix together or is it all completely separate?
If I'm not mistaken, it's separate.
Right. It's still all separate. So if you can envision that in your mouth, it's the same thing. Your saliva kind of representing the rainwater and the oil, the coconut oil. Some even people use olive oil or avocado oil. Same, it doesn't matter. That is going to be separate from the saliva. And then all the bacteria and the pathogens and the things that don't belong, those are going to be basically captured by the oil, but still separate from the saliva. And when you swirl all of that around for several minutes, 20 minutes, you're basically pulling all of these substances that don't belong, getting trapped by the oil, and then you spit it out. Now, you're not supposed to spit it in the sink. That's going to clog your drain. So you just spit it in a paper towel and throw it in the compost. And that is oil pulling. And by doing that, that is your first sort of tool to pull out things that don't belong in your mouth. It really helps with bringing about healthier alkalinity, right? It resets some of the acidity in your mouth. And that's one of the first things to do. And I know you know that, Diane, but it's crazy how many people do not. Wouldn't you agree?
Big time, because my sister, well, here's my truth. I started oil pulling, I don't know, well over 15 years ago when I heard about it and learned about it. And I would do it first thing in the morning. You know, you want to get in there from what the body has collected during the night. You want to get in there, get that big tablespoon of coconut oil and just, you know, swirl it around in your mouth for a good, 10, 15 minutes, they say at least, and then spit it out. And then I had my son. And oh, listen, if I even remember to shower or eat, not sleeping, breastfeeding, all that went out the window. And I never really got fully back on track again. So I'm getting re-inspired to do that as we speak. But my sister, who's a health nut, happens to be religious with her oil pulling. And it's funny because every time she comes back from her dentist or her orthodontist or any mouth specialist that she's seen, all say the same thing. What are you doing? Because your gums and the bacteria is at an all-time minimum and they're shocked. So what does that say? Something's working. Bodies don't lie. They're really honest. And you'll know if something works for you or not. But that's a great challenge to have. Worst case scenario, even if you believe it's working, guess what? You're creating some sort of result just on the mindset alone. So what a great placebo, right? Totally awesome. So that's definitely a great phase to do in the morning. Now let's talk tongue scraping, and it's all interconnected, guys, right? Oral health is huge, 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 huge.
Yeah. So, and we're going to have to even backtrack because when you're oil pulling, there's actually a step that's even before oil pulling that many people do not do. And it's tongue scraping. So I've got my, tongue scraping.
Great.
Right here. This is made by Dr. Tungs, and I think it's T-U-N-G-S. And it's stainless steel and you can get them in copper. Every time I get a new client, I'll give them a complimentary copper tongue scraper. If you're bougie and high class and you live maybe in Dubai, you can get a gold tongue scraper if you want, whatever. It's all good. You can even get plastic ones made by Oral-B. But the point is, and just as you said earlier, just about like your body's eliminating these things. So yes, when we're sleeping, our body is in a state of detox and we have different types of, if you can think of your body as a machine, which we all are high, finely tuned machines, think of our bodies like a Ferrari, and we've got exhaust pipes. So we've got exhaust pipes through our ear, eyes, nose, under our arms, obviously our two bodily movements that were being eliminated every day. Those are all means of exhaust, getting things out that don't belong. And obviously our skin, but our tongue and our mouth, our whole esophageal pathway is a exhaust. And when we're sleeping, we've got these dead pathogens and cellular debris coming up the esophagus and just lasting on the tongue, and it just rests there overnight. And most times when people wake up, they'll have their cup of coffee, or got to be reishi coffee, but whatever, they'll have their cup of coffee or their cereal or their muffin, whatever the case may be. And they've essentially reabsorbed it. They've consumed all of that stuff that the body really wanted to eliminate. And so what I do is, you know, if we're going to talk about gut health, think of all that stuff that didn't belong, that wanted to be eliminated. You've just reabsorbed it. And now your whole immune system has to reprocess that all over again. So that over time, that in itself is going to cause a lot of strain and stress on the body. So by eliminating all that stuff on your tongue with a tongue scraper, all you got to do is when you wake up, consciously decide, like when you're in bed, I don't care if you hit the snooze button 15 times, just don't swallow your saliva. Just kind of like, I'm awake and I'm just going to let all that stuff just sit in my mouth. I'm not going to swallow. Once you go to your sink, you spit that, and then you take your tongue scraper just like this. You scrape your tongue, and then you just spit it in the sink, and you will be amazed at the color of that saliva in the sink. A little bit of brown, a little bit of yellow and green. So and I say this to all my clients, the first day that they do that will be the last day that they never, ever do it again. They're always going to want to tongue scrape, because when you see it, you're like, oh my God, all of that, my body processes. So, which brings me back to my point of my allergies. I had leaky gut. My digestion wasn't good. My oral hygiene could have improved and I wasn't tongue scraping. So I started oil pulling. So that's now helping my whole oral microbiome. Then I was tongue scraping in the morning. That's one less thing for my immune system to process. I went on a leaky gut protocol, and within 1 week, no more allergies, no more Claritin. And to this day, I don't get allergies. Very rarely. Sometimes if I ride my motorcycle in the country, like passing farmers' fields, I'll get a little bit of just some congestion, but that's it. And I literally just changed my oral hygiene, and I started oil pulling and tongue scraping, and I did a leaky gut protocol, but that was it. No medication.
For 1 week, to go from that extreme to needing like box of reacting, can't live without it, in 1 week, you go all in. And when you go all in, the body says, thank you, right? That's exactly it. It's you'll know, you'll feel it, but you got to go all in, especially if you want things to be better yesterday, which most people do. Most people want to be better yesterday. They want it gone, whatever it is that they're dealing with. And how many of us wake up and we'll have that glass of water, go back to sleep. You know, I actually, full exposure here, I haven't done the tongue scraping myself. I've just done the oil pulling. I've done the brushing. I've gotten off the fluoride. But ultimately, you know, this tongue scraper thing, now get ready, stocking stuffers.
cheap gift.
Gift. Like, think about it. How many people just don't know? And that's what the whole point of these podcasts are about, is to enlighten people, give them extra tools that can really take their health to the next level. You know, and like you said, if we are collecting all that garbage in the middle of the night, it's like you taking all the garbage out of your home, your kitchen, everything. You tie it in a plastic bag, you put it by the door, ready for it to go outside. And someone comes in the house, opens up the bag and just dumps it everywhere.
Right? I like that analogy. That's great.
Well, I saw that when you were saying that, because it's so visual. Why would we do that? And how many people get up and don't forget to brush their teeth, or they eat something and they, we'll go for it later. Or how many of us have kids? Sometimes, you know, we're on top of them and we forget, and they forgot to brush their teeth or whatever, do it after lunch. Really? I love this. The visual is everything.
I'm going to be a little perverted for the audience here. Hey, for all those couples that have, you know, they're waking up together, and whether they want to have some morning, you know, fun time or not, just, that's fine. Go scrape your tongue first, get all that junk out, and then you can guys go exchange your fluids, but don't do it before, because that's just nasty.
Oh, Brandon. Oh man. So many of us on this call is going to be like, I didn't even think of that. Now you're swapping bacteria load. That's right. Insane.
We got to cover all the bases here.
Talking, okay, great. Tongue scrapers. I think there's going to be a rise in tongue scrapers for sure.
Yeah.
So if people want to learn more about gut health, if they want to learn more about oral hygiene and the importance of it, I know you have so many great YouTube videos. I mean, one of your videos just on, I believe it was oil pulling, went viral, right?
Yeah. My most viral video is actually called Never Visit a Dentist Again. Mm-hmm. And I talk about my homemade oral hygiene protocol. I make my own toothpaste. I talk about MSM powder, Himalayan salt, baking soda. Yes, baking soda is wonderful for your teeth. It does not take off the enamel of your teeth. Just use it sparingly. There's a couple other things that you can do. And right, scrape your tongue. But yes, there are some amazing protocols that you can do holistically from the comfort of your own home, the washroom, without any chemicals, and achieve very, very vibrant, bright, healthy teeth.
I love it. And that's exactly it. We have tools here. So I'm going to segue a little bit around oral health and Ganoderma lucidum. As you know, I am the queen and passionate about medicinal mushrooms. I've never seen one product in Mother Nature do so many things biochemically to the body like I've seen medicinal mushrooms. And one of the things I'm most excited about that I learned when I started, you know, tooting and talking around health and wellness, when I started using the products and I started noticing people were not getting coffee breath anymore. So for those of you that drink regular coffee, you probably notice that when you drink your coffee, you talk to people and a lot of you guys are carrying gum because they have that, like that after smell of coffee breath, they call it. And what normally happens with coffee is that when you're drinking your regular commercial grade coffee, you create a little bacteria in your mouth that creates that smell, which, you know, a lot of people try to mask. Well, when you switch to medicinal mushroom coffee, like the one in Organo that we have, which, by the way, is probably one of the best tasting medicinal mushroom coffees out there, because you want something that tastes like real coffee, that is real coffee. And that's why people are loving this. You don't get coffee breath. Why? That medicinal mushroom that's in the coffee is actually antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial. So it takes care of that bacterial load in your mouth. Well, the company also created a toothpaste. And here's an interesting story, Brendan. We sold out of the toothpaste and the company is bringing it back with a vengeance. I actually had to import a case from Thailand because it was that much of a hot commodity. I had so many people in health and wellness space that wanted something quick and easy. I'm a big fan of natural, but I'm going to be perfectly honest. I'm a single mom. Lots of spinning plates. For me to remember to make my own toothpaste is going to make me nuts. So when I learned about this Ganoderma-infused toothpaste, I thought, let me give it a try. Didn't think much of it. I just loved that it was fluoride-free. Good thumbs up on that. My son, however, who was probably about 5 years old at the time, he was using the natural strawberry flavored, you know, stuff you buy in the health food store. And then what I noticed was that he was getting this yellow tartar buildup on his teeth. And I remember thinking, shoot, what am I going to do? I didn't want to take him to get a scraping. And I called Dr. Rakowski, which, by the way, is one of the leading health experts out there. And he said, Diane, have you tried the Organo toothpaste? And I said, no. And he goes, try it. So wrestled with my son every night. He hated mint, but we did it every night, every morning, got that Organo toothpaste in his mouth, went in those teeth 3 weeks later, pulled back the gum line, pulled back the cheek. And I looked, 80% of that nasty tartar was gone. And the rest that was there, I took a toothpick, came off like butter. Usually you got to get that stuff scraped, like a scaling done by the dentist. But if for it to come off like butter, I was shocked. And that's when I turned around and I did the research and I go, wait a minute, the medicinal mushrooms, antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, it raises something called nitric oxide, which is oxygenation to all the cells and tissues. It's alkaline. So it's going to fight that bacterial load and the acid in your mouth. And it's anti-inflammatory. So it reduces the inflammation along the gum line. Bacteria cannot thrive in those conditions. So this is where we started to see such turnaround on these mushrooms being infused in coffee, being infused in toothpaste, and they're also coming out with sport drink, which is so exciting. So going back to that mouth oral hygiene, flossing, oil pulling, tongue scraping, proper toothpastes that are actually taking care of your body chemistry. Maybe you can talk a little bit around the fluoride topic since it's a hot topic. We've got about 9 minutes left. We're on this topic. Why don't you enlighten those that are listening that may be like, well, why am I not using Colgate? Like, tell me more.
Yeah. Same reason why we don't eat McDonald's.
Yay.
there's chemicals in that don't belong. It's the same thing. Fluoride is a chemical that does not belong in the water and it doesn't belong in toothpaste. And if you go back in history, World War I with the Nazi camps, they were poisoning their prisoners with fluoride. That's proven. You go back and just Google fluoride poisoning, fluoride, World War I and II. You'll see it. It's there. It's poison. And fluoride has actually been proven to calcify the pineal gland. The pineal gland is responsible for our heightened sense of awareness, our intuitive factor. And isn't it funny? Now, some people might think this is, oh, this is all conspiracy, but if society wants us to be complacent, how can they do that? How can they achieve that? Well, maybe one way could be to kind of numb us down and kind of numb down that intuitive factor. How do you do that? Calcify the pineal gland. So you can look it up. You don't have to trust me, but don't take my word for it. Just research it. But it's definitely a factor. So I do not consume anything with fluoride. Tried not to. And just about that point, Diane, about the bacteria, and sugar technically does not cause cavities, right? But it's the bacteria that gets really altered. But what alters the bacteria? It's the acidity and the alkalinity, right? So if you've got an acidic mouth, right, we're talking about that coffee, the conventional coffee increases the acidity in one's mouth. That causes the whole mouth of the taste and the smell and all that stuff. So yeah, you need a nice, healthy, alkaline environment in your mouth. So yeah, it's actually funny. I have tried the toothpaste before. I'm out of it. And that's why I kind of didn't really mention it, because I'm out of it. But and that's why I'm going back to making my own. But I remember actually Dr. Nander introduced it to me as well. And that's his favorite toothpaste as well. It's really nice. And you don't need a lot.
No, you don't. It's a little pea size. It's half the amount you would use with traditional toothpaste. And I'll tell you right now, anyone who is all into the natural, it's the number one selling product. I don't know one person that has tried the toothpaste going, nah, I'm going to go to this other natural brand. It just doesn't happen. So this is where the company is coming back with a vengeance on that brand, because it was so highly, highly demanded in our marketplace. We just had an influx of people that are getting more health conscious. And when they started to understand why the toothpaste, yeah, sure, you're going to pay a little bit more for it. But when you're using a pea size and it lasts you for 6 months and you see those kinds of results, let me tell you, it is worth it. It is worth it. It's an investment in yourself.
I got to share one quick fast story just about the dentist. Actually, one of my clients, she took a recent visit to the dentist, and she drinks exclusively the Reishi coffee. And she said that the dentist noticed a dramatic improvement in her overall oral acidity, alkaline balance. And she said that she hadn't changed anything other than the coffee. And the dentist noticed a big difference in her whole oral mouth, just much, much better, much better health through the raising of the alkalinity. So
really, I love it. Bodies don't lie, guys. It's really, really honest. There are so many health hacks that are quick, easy to do, cost-effective that you can be doing today. Are you showing up for yourself? This is for you. It's for your family. What are you modeling? You know, this is what it's all about. It's waking up to stepping into your own power, saying, I'm not going to be told by, you know, big companies about how to take care of my health. They're not invested in that. It's the people that are showing up, that are giving you the facts, that are making you think. But the best part is that your body will tell you. Bodies whisper before they scream. And when something doesn't work for you, you're going to feel it. But if something does, you're going to know and feel it too. So if you want to try this coffee, if you want to be posted on the toothpaste, Brendan Coates has got access to that product. So you can find him on Instagram. Your IG handle is Brendan Coates, the Gut Whisperer. No, you went muted.
Sorry, I was muted. I'm waiting for Instagram to get back. I'm working on changing my name. Someone's taken the Gut Whisperer and they're trying to monetize on it. So, but yeah, it's Brendan M.A. Coates. And actually, it's really quick. You mentioned about bodies whisper before they scream. But if you're disconnected, and if you're always listening to gossip and the radio and the TV and the news and the media and all that stuff, and if you're drinking water with fluoride, and if you're using toothpaste with fluoride, then you can't hear those whispers because you're tuned out, right? So this is such a great gateway into more holistic health. Just change your oral practices. Just change your toothpaste. You're going to start to like that. And then you're going to maybe change your deodorant. And then maybe you're going to change your laundry detergent, and then you're going to change something else. And that's how you begin to take small little baby steps. That's how baseball games are won, not by home runs, just by base hits.
Thank you for sharing that. It is so true. Cause some people hear this going, well, I can't do all that. You don't have to do all that. That's why I'm so passionate about coffee. People do it anyways. This is half the price of what you're doing. It's $1 to $2 a cup, but it's going to start giving you a foundation for health. Then you can step into the next thing, and then the next thing, and then the next thing. And if you follow and surround yourself around people like Brendan Coates, or you follow our podcast, which by the way, is any Apple, Android device, go to podcast, put in Empowered Through Health, Diane Solano, you will find many different experts on many different topics. You can also go to my website, dianesolano.com. We have a 7-day coffee hack challenge. We also have an energy inventory guide, which I'll talk about that with other show guests around how energy is so real around your health and wellness. I'll be featuring a lot of big names on this podcast. I've already spoken to everyone because we're here to make a difference in the world. So with no further ado, any closing thoughts, Brendan, any calls to action that people can start doing?
Yeah, just when you wake up, consciously be aware that you're not going to swallow that saliva. You're going to spit it out in the sink, get yourself a tongue scraper. And then if you don't have time to oil pull, just do it in your morning routine. If you're puttering around the house, if you're taking a quick shower, just do the oil pulling when you're doing that. And if you are interested to follow me on Instagram, sure, Brendan M.A. Coates. And if you want to participate in any of my programs, I've got a gut reset program starting on July the 16th. That's a 45-day, very intense program, but I'm seeing just tremendous results. I had a 35-year-old bodybuilder today on the phone in tears, so much happiness because he finally doesn't have any more digestive upsets. So changing lives over here. That's what we're doing.
Did you hear that? A bodybuilder. A lot of people think that just because they're cut and they have muscles, they're so healthy. Sometimes I've seen such unhealthy athletes. It's unbelievable. But when you get to root cause, like healing and sealing your gut, because it starts there, this is where the your programs, Brendan, I've sent so many different people to you, different people on the team. The feedback we're getting is wow. And think about it. 1 week from intense allergies to nothing. There's a reason why Brendan's so passionate about this, is because he's lived it. And there's many people going through that too as well. So stay tuned, guys. Check it out. You're definitely going to want to have access to that kind of information. And Brendan, you're always sharing such wonderful gems on your public profiles. I go there sometimes when I'm like, hey, I gotta talk. I gotta kind of refresh my thoughts again. When you start learning about everything, sometimes when you gotta narrow in, you kind of have to do a refresher again. And you're definitely one of those people I admire and follow.
Thank you.
So happy Friday, everyone. Every other Friday, we are always featuring a guest here on Transformation Talk Radio. Again, the replays, you can always catch them on any Apple or Android device on your podcast, or you can go to DianeSolano.com and find us there as well. Make it a super, super Friday. Make it an amazing life, because here's the bottom line. Every day should be amazing, whether it's Monday or Friday. And if that's the case, then you're living a life full of purpose. And our goal is to help you become the best version of yourself. And you're only going to do that if you're feeling great, right? If you've got the energy, you've got the focus, you've got everything that you need to be the best version of you, whether you're a mom, you're a CEO, you're a pilot, you're a house cleaner, you are a teacher. It doesn't matter. If you love what you're doing, great. We want to get you to the next level to expand your life and empower others. Thank you so much, Brendan. We'll see you online. And we'll connect with everyone out there. Make sure you connect, guys. We'll see you on the next.
See you. Thank you.
Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Empowered Through Health with Diane Solano. For more information, visit Senergy.ca. That's Senergy.ca. Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.